So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis taught about a case of Shnayim Shekitru Shtei Nashim. Two men, Reuven v'Shimon, betrothed two women, Rachel v'Leah, respectively. U'v'shas k'nisasin l'chupo hechlifu eshal zeh l'zeh v'eshal zeh l'zeh. At the time of the marriage, the wives were exchanged b'shagi. The Mishnah says, U'mafrishin eisen shleisha chadashim shemum u'barisein. Before they return to their rightful husbands, we separate them from their husbands for 3 months to determine whether they had become pregnant from the forbidden union, in which case those children are mamzerim. We also need to determine who is the father of these children. If the wives are minors who cannot conceive, there is no need to separate them and they may return immediately. This is generally known as havchana and is extensively discussed later on daf mem aleph and mem beis. However, the Gemara discusses it here as well in connection to our Mishnah. Amar Shmuel, b'kulan tzriches lahamtin shleish chadashim, chutz migiyeres u'meshachreres ketana. All women who have previously cohabited must wait 3 months before marrying, except for a minor convert or freed maidservant. The Gemara's medayik, avol ketana bas Yisrael, tzrich lahamtin gimel chadashim, but a Jewish minor must wait, which seems to contradict our Mishnah. After some discussion, the Gemara concludes with two versions of Shmuel's opinion, as follows. According to the first version, a gedayla, an adult woman, must always wait, since conception is a real possibility. A ketana, a minor, who cannot conceive, must only wait because of a gezeira ketana otter gedayla. Therefore, it depends on the situation as follows. In the case of miyun, where she refused her husband of a nesuin drabanan, in a tzricha, she does not need to wait. The gezera does not apply because a gedoyla cannot do min. In the case of get, where she received a get from her husband of a nesun deraisa, tzricha, she does need to wait because of the gezera. In the case of znus, where she cohabited with a man, tzricha, she does need to wait because of the gezera. Geyeris mushachreras, a minor comrade or freed maidservant, in a tzricha, she does not need to wait. The gezera does not apply because a geyeris mushachreras ketana is loy shchicha uncommon. In the case of our Mishnah of Chilof, in Tzricha, she also does not need to wait because it's Lei Shchicha. According to the second version, only two cases change. Znuz de Ketana in Tzricha, because it's Lei Shchicha. Geyerus Meshachreas Gedoyla in Tzricha, and this is actually a Machlokes Tanoim taught in the Braisa. Hageyerus Vahashvuya Vahashivcha Sheniftu Vishneskaru Vishneshtachru, Tzricha Zlam de Gimachadoshim Divre Behuda. Rabbi Yossi holds that she does not need to wait. The Gemara gives two possible reasons. Or, she takes steps to prevent conception. Rabbi Yehuda holds that she must wait because perhaps her precautions were not effective. Hanulach Abra'achim, Rav Baruch Hashem completed the third parak of Masechta Yevamos, and we begin the fourth parak, Achilas Levimtoi Be'ezus Hashem. The Mishnah later on Daf Mem Aleph teaches that a Yevama must wait 3 months from the death of her husband before performing Yibum or Chalitza. This requirement is to make sure that she's not pregnant, which would make Yibum or Chalitza unnecessary, since the Baal left offspring, and Yibum would actually be usher because of Eishas Ach Shalei B'Makom Mitzvah. Our Mishnah teaches about several situations where they did not wait. Zok the Mishnah. If they did chalitza, and it turns out that she, or one of the other Yevamas, was pregnant at the time of chalitza, and later gives birth. If the child is viable, it turns out that the chalitza was not necessary, since the Baal left offspring. Therefore, the chalitza was merely an act of no consequence, as if it never occurred. As a result, he may marry her relatives. She may marry his relatives. And she does not become forbidden to a kohen. If the child is not viable, the chalitza was effective, and therefore, all the above are forbidden, midrabanan, because a chalitza is similar to a grusha. One may not marry, for example, achis chalitzasai, as he may not marry achis ishtai even after gerushin. Similarly, she may not marry his relatives, for example, Achav Me'imai, just as she would be forbidden if she was married and then divorced from him. Also, a Kohen may not marry a Chalutz M'derabanan, as he may not marry a Grusha M'deraisa. The Mishnah continues. If they did Yibam within 3 months, and it turns out that she, or one of the other Yavamas, was pregnant at the time of Yibam and later gives birth, if the child is viable, they must separate because they're asa to each other because of Eishas Akshle Moka Mitzvah. They must also bring a Karmach Hatas because they transgressed an Issachar's Beshagig. If the child is not viable, they may remain married since their Yibam was a valid Yibam. Safik ben Tishal Rishon, Safik ben Shival Achrayin. If a viable child is born at a point where it cannot be determined whether it's the child of the Baal, born after 9 months, or it's the child of the Yavam, born after 7 months, Yaitzi, Vahavlad Kasher, Vahayavin Ba'ashim Tali. They must separate and bring a carbon machmas Safik because of the possibility that it's the child of the Baal, and she's asa to the Yavim because of Eishas Ach Shalei B'makom Mitzvah. However, the child is legitimate, certainly not a mamzer, as Rashi explains B'manav Shach either way. If it's the child of the Baal, it's legitimate because the Avera of the unnecessary Yibam does not affect the child. If it's the child of the Yavim, it's legitimate because the Yibam was necessary and valid. The Gemara cites a machleik is Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish in the following case. Itmar, ha-chaylitz le-muberes v'hipila. If one Yavam gave chalitza to the Yavama while she was muberes, and then she miscarried. Rabbi Yechon and Amar, einet tzricha chalitza min ha-achir. She does not require another chalitza because chalitza is muberes ma-chalitza. Obi is muberes ma-bia. The chalitza done while she was muberes is valid to release her. Rish Lakish amet tzricha chalitza min ha-achir. She does require another chalitza because chalitza is muberes lo-ishma chalitza. Obi is muberes lo-ishma bia. The chalitza done while she was muberes is not valid to release her. But my kamiflagi, machlekes can be explained two ways. Ibo yisei mesvara, it's based on logic. Rabbi Yechon and Savar tigli misl mafreya. The first chalitza is valid retroactively since we now know that there was no viable child and chalitza was required. Vishlakar shamer tigli misl mafreya lo yaminen. The first chalitza is not valid retroactively since at that time there was a possibly viable child and chalitza was not required. Vibo yisei makra, it's based on the pasuk. The Torah says if he has no child, she requires chalitza, and in fact, he has no child. From which we learn that any type of child is enough to not require chalitza. The Gemara then proceeds to explain our Mishnah according to each opinion. The Reisha of the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yechonon, it's midrabanan mi'ikr hadin, because chalitza is mu'uberes shmo chalitza. According to Rish Lakish, it's midrabanan ulchum bi'alma, because chalitza is mu'uberes lo shmo chalitza. The seif of the Mishnah, hakoynis is yevimtoi, v'nimtz is mu'uberes v'yolda, v'im ein v'lat shal kayom v'yikayim, according to Rabbi Yechonon, it's kipshutai. They can stay together if they wish, because bi'is mu'uberes shmo bi'a, the yibum was valid. According to Rish Lakish, it means yachza v'yivul v'yikayim. He must perform Yibam again because Bias Mubez Lashmabia, the first Yibam, was not valid. The Gemara then cites a Machlokes Abayev and Rava and how to learn the Machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Rava holds that the Machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish is in both Chalitza's Muberes Machalitza and Bias Muberes Mabia. However, Abayev holds that Rabbi Yechon agrees with Rish Lakish that Bias Muberes Lashmabia, the Machlokes is only whether Chalitza's Muberes Shmachalitza. The Gemara elaborates on this in the next daf.